It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, August 28th, 2017. Today is the birthday of Sheridan Le Fanu, an Irish writer of Gothic tales and mystery novels, born in Dublin in 1814. He was the leading ghost story writer of the 19th century and was central to the development of the genre in the Victorian era. He was born into a literary family of Huguenot, Irish, and English descent. Both his grandmother, Alicia Sheridan Le Fanu, and his great-uncle, Richard Brinsley Sheridan, were playwrights, and his mother was also a writer. Within a year of his birth, his family moved to the Royal Hibernian Military School in the Phoenix Park, where his father, a Church of Ireland clergyman, was appointed chaplain. Sheridan studied law at Trinity College in Dublin, where he was elected auditor of the College Historical Society. He was called to practice in 1839, but he never really took to it and soon abandoned law for journalism. In 1838, he began contributing stories to the Dublin University magazine, including his first ghost story, entitled The Ghost and the Bone Setter, in 1838. He married, but his wife suffered a series of mental breakdowns and died young. In spite of these personal setbacks, he continued to write, publishing two of his Gothic romances, The House by the Churchyard and Wilder's Hand. After lukewarm reviews of the former novel set in the Phoenix Park area of Dublin, he signed an agreement with his London publisher which specified that future novels be stories of an English subject and set in modern times, a step thought necessary for him to satisfy the English taste. He succeeded in this aim in 1864 with the publication of Uncle Silas, a mystery novel he set in Derbyshire. In his very last short stories, however, he returned to Irish folklore for his inspiration. He died in his native Dublin on February 7, 1873, at age 58. Today there is a road and a park named for him at Ballyfermot, near his childhood home. Le Fanu worked in many genres, but remains best known for his mystery and horror fiction. He was a meticulous craftsman and frequently reworked plots and ideas from earlier writing for subsequent pieces. Many of his novels, for example, are expansions and refinements of earlier short stories. He specializes in tone and effect rather than shock horror, and he liked to leave important details unexplained and mysterious. He avoided overt supernatural effects. In most of his major works, the supernatural is strongly implied, but a natural explanation is also possible. This technique influenced later horror artists, both in print and on film. Though other writers have since chosen less subtle techniques, Le Fanu's best tales, such as the vampire novella Carmilla, remain some of the most important and powerful in the genre. He had an enormous influence on one of the 20th century's most important ghost story writers, M.R. James, and although his work fell out of favor in the early part of the 20th century, in recent decades, interest in his writing has increased and remains comparatively strong. If you want to know more, you might try W.J. McCormick's Sheridan Le Fanu, published in Gloucestershire by Sutton in 1997. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for August 28th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.